I'll call the meeting for Wednesday, September 21st to order. We're at the City Council Chambers in Toledo, Oregon. And we have a quorum. Bill's at a conference that is paid for a trip back to Washington, D.C. Is that correct, Wayne?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So he's taking care of things for the National Association of Counties. We have no recognitions or proclamations. We move to the consent calendar. Consent calendar items are things of routine nature we previously heard. Is there anything you'd like to highlight or delete?
No, I'll move for approval of the consent calendar.
I'll second it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. No public hearings, no decision in action, no discussion and information.
Commissioners, we do have an add-on item in discussion and information. Let Mr. Husing talk about that, because we'd like to have that discussed and then see maybe if we could move forward with that.
So, what are we adding?
I'm recommending that we...
what are we adding? What's the subject we add to the
Cascade Head and the United Nations, of all things.
I know what you're talking about, but I'm sure the rest of the public does.
Well, I just got back from a trip, so fill us in.
So I'm on?
Yeah, you're on. Brief.
All right, well, I'll share with you. I wrote this just actually a little bit before coming over here late this afternoon. Last week, I was in... up at Cascade Head, and I was invited to go up there because they had some presentations about the history of the Cascade Head scenic area and the things that are going in the lower Salmon River estuary. So Joshua Shackley from our planning department and I went up there. And there had been some issues about the federal law that protects the scenic qualities of Cascade Head. And how that works with our planning departments. That's the reason I was up there, was to sort of go up there and build some relationships and see exactly what they're doing on the ground, listen to the presentations.
So let me stop you. You mentioned the United Nations.
Yeah, I am.
And you weren't blowing smoke.
No.
Cascade Head is classified as a biosphere.
Correct.
Under the United Nations.
Yes.
So that makes it unique in, I think it's the only one in the state of Oregon, isn't it?
I don't know that for a fact, but what the purpose of me being here and the letter is they're going through a process right now, and the sub-agency of the United Nations is UNESCO that establishes these things, and it's been around since 1976, the designation. And so it's part of actually a number of things that there's federal law, state law, and then this UNESCO biosphere designation has been there since 1976. They have their own kind of a periodic review process where they're deciding whether or not to continue the designation of this, which is largely an educational designation. And so there's strong support, of course, by the folks that are the people that live right around Cascade Head. They're very active in their community and the ecological restoration there. They would like very much to see, and so as you know, Cascade Head, the community out there sort of straddles the Lincoln County and Tillamook County border, so there's a dividing line that sort of snakes through divides right through the snaking jurisdictional lines there. But so I was asked just this week, is there any, in a follow-up of being up there, gee, we're getting ready to get this packet out actually, the city, it's my understanding, the city of Lincoln City provided grant dollars for several staffers from the Cascade Head scenic area and the Forest Service to go to a conference in Colorado that was related to how do you continue and be a part of this biosphere thing. So they asked me, so it's very short notice, they asked, is there any way that we could get a letter of support from the county commissioners that would go into a packet as soon as tomorrow. That would go to and reinforce their effort to try to.
Do you have a rough letter?
That's this.
This is a rough letter. I'm looking at our wizard. Tanya, can you produce something like that?
You can send me a draft, Jeff.
I'll hand you a draft.
Can you email me a draft, please?
Yes.
I will send you the Word document in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let me show my ignorance. Exactly what is a biosphere?
You want me to give a shot at it?
Please.
I'm not an expert. It's a research area. It's a unique research area that is set up in the United Nations. Basically, it promotes the protection of the area.
Well,
am I close?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'd be on the web. Earlier today, I pulled up from the United Nations website the section related to this, and so it's very brief. I'll just sort of. Biosphere reserves are areas comprising terrestrial, marine, and coastal ecosystems. Each reserve promotes solutions reconciling the conservation of biodiversity and its sustainable use. Biosphere reserves are science and sustainability support sites, special places for testing interdisciplinary approaches to understanding and managing changes and interactions between social and ecological systems, including conflict prevention and the management of biodiversity. Biosphere reserves are nominated by national governments and remain under the sovereign jurisdiction of the states, meaning nations, where they are located. Their status is internationally recognized. In closing, there are 669 biosphere reserves in 120 countries, including 16 transboundary sites. They are distributed as follows: 70 in 28 countries in Africa, 30 in 11 countries in Arab states, 142 in 24 countries in Asia and the Pacific, 302 in 36 countries in Europe and North America, 125 in 21 countries in Latin America and the Caribbean. And so that's about it. That's what.
So what I said.
And there's a committee that does the designations, and this is again really holding on to the designation that already exists.
Yeah.
And as the letter says, they're very enthused about it up there. It's good to see the community so involved. And
well, I sense this is something that's been in place. There's really no opposition to it. Commissioner Thompson, you're kind of the natural resource guy. You're comfortable with
it? Well, I mean, I'm not going to say there isn't some people that might have some opposition to it. Well, but so far, it's been in place. It hasn't hurt anything, and it promotes the protection of a relatively sensitive environment there in that valley, and it's good because it has an estuary and it has a bay that is pretty pristine overall. I mean, I'm not going to say it isn't, but it's perfectly pristine. But it's this helps.
Okay, makes sense to me.
So, commissioners, can we note for the record there's a consensus that have a letter drafted for your signature, and that'll go out tomorrow then under your signature.
I would support that.
I would join the consensus opinion.
Thank you.
I'll get Tanya a Word document with that letter in it in the morning, but it needs to be scanned and sent, and I'll give you the contact information for, because they're putting it in a packet tomorrow, so it's really a
no problem.
First thing in the morning. It should take a couple minutes.
So okay. We're going to go ahead. You got what you need, right?
I think I did.
Okay. We move down to reports. And do you have any reports, like officials' reports?
Well, the only thing I would report was talked at the work session. I attended a meeting this afternoon with representatives from the Economic Development Agency, from USDA, and there were representatives from Walport, Lincoln City, Newport, Port of Toledo, amongst others, and Toledo, City of Toledo, Port of Toledo, City of Toledo. And really it's a good conversation about a variety of sources for infrastructure. Housing in particular was a conversation. We talked about some of the county projects, our HHS, Health and Human Services building. So it was a good meeting, and lots of good information about possible sources of funds for some of the projects we're trying to get done.
And I'll mention that the governor has a new natural resources expert and her staff. An
advisor?
Yeah, took over.
From Richard?
I'm supposed to, Gold.
Oh, for Gold Farm?
Yeah.
A replacement for Gold Farm?
Gold Farm.
What's the name?
I'm going to meet him on Friday. I'll have a better... I was told it, but it slipped back out of my...
So no one we really know, though?
Right? Not to anybody that I've worked with before, so it's going to be interesting. I'll put a name when I...
Opportunity to educate.
Conversation, because it's always a challenge. But you have a position that's changed as many hands, as many times as that position has changed in the last few years. So anyway, that'll be Friday morning. So other than that, there's no constituent input, and we don't need an executive session, and we don't have any public here. So I guess I get it adjourned. Our next meeting is next, what is it, Casey?
Wednesday, the 28th of September.
And we're back in the commission room at 9:30 on Wednesday. Thank you.